Hey everybody, welcome to the official launch of season 3 of Mom Accountant Talk podcast. Alright, yeah, we're totally overdue. Life's been a little bit nuts the last couple of, years, between COVID and just life in general, so it's nice to be back in the saddle, so to speak, and back to business. So, today is season 3, episode 1, how to make wellness a habit in every part of your day. We often become distracted by what life throws at us, which leads us to neglect our own well-being. Our days can be fast-paced, but seldom do we slow down to think about the importance of maintaining just our basic well-being. Stress is commonplace in the modern world. Simply driving to work in gridlock traffic can make you into a basket case. Fortunately, you can make better choices and develop good habits to make wellness a part of your everyday routine. The first thing we talk about is how to make a decision and stick to it. So first off, you'll need to make the decision to live a healthy lifestyle. This is a step that many people avoid, and they end up giving up and reverting back to their original way of everyday living. Well, well-being is a decision, as simple, just simple, but it's a necessary one that needs to be a part of everybody's life. The next thing we talk about is how can we make wellness a habit? Habits are created by doing something over and over again until it becomes ingrained within us. It's like we've rewired our brain to now automatically make certain choices without thinking. So here's a few ways you can make wellness a habit every single day. Number one, set an alarm clock. Be consistent and create a routine. Number two, make healthy diet choices. I know it's tempting to order McDonald's at, 10 o'clock at night, A&W chicken fingers, I don't know, but come on, we gotta be smarter and healthier with how we eat. Number three, plan an exercise routine. This one is probably one of the hardest ones because we all get super ambitious, especially around the new year, and we're like, I'm gonna go crazy routine, I'm gonna go like 4 times a week, 5 times a week, I'm gonna do 3 hours a day, I'm gonna do this, and what happens? Sooner than later, we're doing none of it at all. And we get discouraged, we get beat up, we get tired, life gets in the way, and soon we're washing our hands of it. I think that, if we can come up with something simple, plan a simple exercise routine. Maybe it's 10 squats a day for a month. Maybe it's walking around the block. Maybe it's just walking up and down the stairs in your house. Whatever that looks like, make sure you plan an exercise routine. Number four is make time every day to do one thing you enjoy. This one looks a little bit different for everybody because, depending on who you are and what you enjoy, some people find ways to tie work and things they enjoy together. And while that's wonderful and noble and great, having one step removed from work-related items and choosing something that is much simply put, very much in the hobby group. Maybe it's painting, maybe it's drawing, maybe it's playing video games, maybe it's writing, whatever that is, find something and try and do it every single day. And then the last one, number five, is spend more time with friends and family. I don't know about you guys, but I'm super stoked to be kind of moving past this whole pandemic bullshit and moving into a place where we're actually able to go back to being able to spend time with friends and family. I know I'm personally excited. Tonight is the first time me and my hubby are going out with a friend to watch a hockey game. That's amazing. It's been incredibly overdue. It's been too long. So whatever that looks like, just make sure that you're spending some time with friends and family. If you do these things every day, at the very minimum, you'll notice overall improved wellness. We need discipline, and there's no other way to go about it, especially since we live in such a fast-paced world. And, we can all say that we're semi-accustomed to it, but it's not entirely natural. So coming back to simplified steps where you're retuning your body, that's going to be so important, right? So again, those five things. Number one, alarm clock. Setting an alarm clock to wake up early is a good way to start your day. The good thing is that we know exactly why we're waking up early, to get things done. The second one was diet. The nutritional choices we make are crucial to physical wellness. Feeding our body good food, vegetables, fruits, lean meats, grains. All of this will make us feel good and give us clean energy for the days ahead. Daily exercise. That's number three. Exercise has so many benefits, from improving mental health to creating stronger and more capable bodies. We can prevent chronic illness like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and osteoporosis by doing daily exercise. That's how powerful simply getting your body moving really is. Number four, again, was just enjoy life. So that's going to be based on finding something that you love to do. One thing every day. We tend to get too focused on things like work, personal issues, and relationships, but why can't we take the time to laugh and enjoy being in the moment? It's so important to relieve stress by putting worry aside for a little bit each day to focus on some kind of leisure or hobby activity. We're not meant to constantly be in fight or flight mode, and having leisure time can immensely decrease stress, which can accumulate and honestly really interfere with our overall wellness. The other one we talked about was having healthy relationships, so spending more time with family and friends. The relationships we develop and maintain in life are essential for wellness. Having a sense of worth often comes from being loved and appreciated by being appreciated by other people. Let's face it, the reason for our existence is to coexist with others so that we can come together to function as a society. Having great friends and family can really give a nice boost to our self-confidence and happiness, because we're all here to support one another. So as a wrap up and the last thought here, it's that, you know, we're talking about making wellness a daily habit. All you have to do is make a decision to live every day in a state of wellness. If you follow the steps we talked about here, again, we're going to start seeing, a more healthy lifestyle. We're going to have a good start in creating healthy everyday habits. Without good habits, we'll never accomplish anything. Wellness is the determining factor in our ability to be productive and effective in our everyday life. Thank you guys. I know this one was a simple and quick episode, but dipping our toes back into season three. Super excited to keep running some new episodes for you guys. You guys can check us out on Anchor or on Spotify, and we'll hopefully talk to you guys in the next episode. Thanks.